Hello and welcome to Smithing Bus Station. My name is Charlie and I am joined by Angus and a very special guest who will be introduced soon. How are you today, Angus?
I'm good, thanks. A bit over the lockdown, but looking forward to getting back to school. How have you been, Charlie?
I've been good. Beautiful day outside today, which makes things better.
It certainly does, Charlie. As most of you would know, we are coming back to school soon. For some students, this is very exciting, but for others, this may be feeling a bit nervous.
Today, we are joined by Deputy Principal and Wellbeing Leader for this school, Mrs. McDonald. Mrs. McDonald has a Master's degree in Wellbeing, and we are looking forward to getting some advice off her today for parents and students and the upcoming return to school.
How are you doing, Mrs. McDonald?
I'm pretty good here. It's a beautiful day outside. It always makes me happier to get outside and in the sunshine.
Is this school going to be normal when we come back to school?
Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are thinking that. What is normal now? And, you know, we're having the staggered start coming back and some people are here on some days and it's a bit confusing, isn't it? So we're going to do our best to make everything as normal as it can be. So you'll be in your usual classrooms, you'll get to see your friends in your class, and you'll get to see your teacher, and you'll still have your lunch and snack like we normally do, and you'll still be doing lessons in the classroom like you normally do. So you just, for those 2 weeks that you're coming back, there just might be different kids on the playground when you go out to play, and then hopefully we'll all be back soon and back to normal.
What can we do if we are feeling nervous about being back at school?
I think the biggest thing is if you're feeling worried or you're feeling nervous, to talk to someone. And usually the best person to talk to is mum or dad or a bigger brother or sister or someone that you trust or you feel comfortable with. Friends are really good too. But to talk about it first and just say, this is how I'm feeling, and just understand that it's completely normal. And quite a lot of people are probably feeling the same way as you.
Will we be having school events such as assembly, carols and school production?
So the first couple of weeks when we return, I'm thinking we'll probably have online assemblies like we have been having, because not everyone will be here. And then we'll probably go back into normal assemblies down in the hall once we're all back. Madagascar, I know we're planning on still doing something. We're not going to be able to obviously do what we wanted to, but we're probably going to do a smaller, reduced performance in some way. And carols, I think last year we did an online carol. Is that right, boys? Did we do an online carols?
I think so.
No, I don't think we did.
I think we might have. So we might do something like that, but we will always try to do it face-to-face if we can.
Okay. How will our parents best support us when coming back to school?
Well, your parents have been sent a slide deck with some ideas on what you can do at home. What they can do is contact the school and let us know if there are any issues or they're worried about anything or if there's anything that the school can do to help support you guys. But there's lots of websites out there as well that offer really good ideas for mums and dads and what they can do. So I've sent a few links in that return to school slide show that I sent out.
If we have friendship issues when we're back to school, how can we get help?
What you can do is talk to your teacher about it and say, look, I'm having a few worries about this, or things aren't really as smooth as what they were before, and talk to your teacher or your friends and find out a way that you can try and be positive about it. But if that's not working, you can always come and speak to me, or you can tell your mum and dad to get in touch with us and we'll work through it together.
With a few weeks of remote learning, how can families continue to cope with challenges and uncertainty?
I think the biggest thing at the moment, Charlie, is to try and remain positive. You can only do what you can do. Take some pressure off if it's all too much, and try and have a good routine and work towards that. But the biggest thing is ask for help. If you're not coping with anything, ask for help and we'll do what we can.
What are we most looking forward to about the return to school, Mrs. McDonald?
Oh, I think just hearing people in the classrooms again. I think just trying to get back to normality and, you know, seeing everyone's faces and hearing people chatting. That's the biggest thing. It's a very quiet school at the moment. What are you guys looking forward to?
To seeing my teacher and friends.
Yeah, seeing my teacher and friends, yeah.
And is there anything that the two of you would be able to offer as advice to people out there that might be a bit worried?
Well, to be honest, I think you should just try and stay calm and, like, talk to a parent about it, like...
Or a teacher.
Yeah, or a teacher or a friend or a sibling you trust.
Mm, trying to stay calm. Sometimes that's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
So taking some deep breaths or counting to 10, they're always really good things.
Yeah, or counting on your fingers.
Oh, that's a great one. Any other ideas?
Meditation.
Ah, yeah, and we do meditation in classrooms. And Sonia is really great at yoga, so maybe we can chat to Sonia and see if she can do some of her amazing videos again for us.
Thank you for your time, Mrs. McDonald.
My pleasure, boys, and looking forward to getting back soon.
That was some nice tips from Mrs. McDonald for us and everyone else watching.
It certainly was. Was that a good holidays we had just then? Well, not just then, but a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
What did you do on the holidays?
I didn't do anything because we're in lockdown.
Something like, what did you play with?
My iPad.
Oh, okay. I played with my RC car on the holiday most of the time.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Christmas stuff, like going out of my bed at 7 o'clock and seeing what presents I have and then waking up my mum and dad.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Christmas is fun.
Yeah. Anything else you're going to do on the holidays?
No, not much. Do you want to listen to Advanced Joy?
Okay. Thank you for joining us on St. Finbar's Station.
See you next time.
I've been waiting for the tides to change, for the waves to send you my way. I see you, darling, but you pixelate. It gets hard to take these days. But we'll hold the line, I won't let go. Cause I'll be there when you can finally make it home. And I don't mind, cause we both know that we'll be fine when you can finally make it home. Because when missing piece is found. You know, and you're